Joining us now is Jonathan Baylor. And Mr. Baylor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
This is seeing this message in the email today that calorie counting doesn't work. Kind of bummed me out a little bit. So kind of go into what this is about.
On some levels, it can be disappointing, but on some levels, it's great news because pretty much everyone who's tried to count calories hasn't had success. In fact, we're seeing about a 95.4% failure rate of individuals who try to lose weight counting calories. And the reason for this is basically your body automatically counts calories. You have a what's known as set point weight that your body is going to work to try to naturally maintain. And when we try to force our body away from that, it's a little bit like trying to force your body to breathe less or go to the bathroom less. It's not going to work over the long term. So instead, we need to change that weight that our body is targeting automatically. And that's not done by eating less or counting calories. It's by eating a higher quality or higher nutrient density of food.
Interesting. So how did we come to find this?
It's very intuitive. I mean, it's intuitive almost like the flat earth theory, right? Like, it's intuitive that the earth is flat. I mean, if it wasn't flat, wouldn't the people on the bottom fall off? But it's not true. Eating less doesn't make you burn more fat. Eating less just causes you to burn less. If you think about it a little bit, if you drink less, you just urinate less. So why doesn't it logically follow that if you eat less, your body would just expend fewer calories? That's what actually happens, and that's why when we diet, we feel tired and crabby, and it generally doesn't work in the long term.
People tend to, yeah, they get to that point with the calorie counting, and they get frustrated, and they tend to give up.
That's exactly right. And what we see, which is pretty interesting, is that when we do change the quality of what we're eating, or when we eat better, as we like to talk about in the film of that same name, Better, that we recorded with top doctors at the Harvard Medical School, when you eat better, a higher nutrient density of whole foods, your body will experience what the scientific community calls a spontaneous reduction of caloric intake, which means it will re-regulate your appetite. You will eat less, ironically, in terms of calories, but you won't feel hungry, you won't feel tired, because your body is getting sufficient nutrition. And that's a key distinction when it comes to eating better, is you will accidentally consume fewer calories, but you'll be taking in more nutrition, and that's why we get this healthy, long-term positive response.
So what types of food then are the nutrient-dense foods we should be looking for?
We're looking primarily on the perimeter of our grocery store. And this is not something, I mean, most people have heard this, right? Fresh fruits and vegetables, whole, real foods that you find directly in nature. And we kind of understand that, but we really need to internalize it, because at the end of the day, we continue to see news stories and we continue to see celebrities who just have new names and new terms for taking the standard American diet and eating less of it, be it portion control, be it counting points, or be it, frankly, exercising more. Just saying, you know, keep eating what you're eating, just exercise more. At the end of the day, what we consistently see in the science, and again, what we cover in our film Better, is the only long-term path to weight loss and health success is to eat more real, whole, nutrient-dense foods, foods that need to be refrigerated, foods that need to be frozen, foods that are food, things you find directly in nature.
And I think it's hard for some people to hear. We've grown reliant on these foods that are microwavable or things you don't have to prepare.
We have. And the good news is there are still ways that we can eat in this. Let's just say, frankly, what it is. We can eat food, not products, in a time-efficient manner. If you go to Costco, you don't have to go to a specialty grocery store. I mean, we're seeing now more than ever what used to be considered exotic health foods, like zoodles or zucchini noodles, like spiralized zucchini that you can use like you would use pasta or spaghetti. These are sold at Walmart for very affordable prices. We're seeing the ability to have frozen vegetables that are organic and very cost effective. And let's be clear here, when we talk about eating better, we're not talking about eating artisanal, wild caught salmon. Like, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But fundamentally, at the end of the day, we're talking about moving from non-food substances to just eating whole foods. It's not about eating less of the toxic and addictive chemicals, much like avoiding lung cancer isn't about smoking shorter cigarettes. It's about taking in clean air, and it's about taking in clean food.
Clean food, yes. Something that I've been hearing a little bit about lately is people have started talking about clean food, but are they talking about it the right way, or are they talking about some sort of made-up diet that they've came up with?
There is a lot of made-up dieting out there, and there is a lot of artificial complexity. On one hand, it's difficult to sell simplicity for two levels. One, if it's too simple, you can't really sell it. It's just obvious. But on the other hand, we have this tendency to almost want a complicated explanation because it has been hard. It's really hard to try to lose weight by eating less because it doesn't work. And if the explanation was as simple as just eat real food, it kind of doesn't sit well, right? It's like that's too easy. But honestly, if we just look around the world, it's very simple. If you look at cultures that don't experience obesity and diabetes, the only similarity is they eat real food. Some of them eat high carbs, some of them eat low carb, but at the end of the day, they're eating food. If you look at any country or culture that takes on the packaged, processed, standard American diet, their rates of diabetes and obesity spike. And it makes sense. We were designed or evolved, depending on your religious beliefs, to eat that which is provided to us in nature. When we do that, we thrive. When we don't, we get sick.
Sorry, Jonathan Baylor, thank you so much. The Calorie Myth, How to Eat More, Exercise Less, Lose Weight, and Live Better on the New York Times bestseller list. You've also got a movie. You've mentioned that before. You want to mention that again?
Yes. If you go to bettermovie.com, this is an incredibly exciting food documentary we just released with top doctors at the Harvard Medical School, and it will show you exactly how to live better, and it's not what you expect. So please go to bettermovie.com.